So when we hear this story about Jesus going through the waters of the baptism and then about 40 days in the wilderness filled with sudden and unexpected struggles and hardships, we hear the echo of another story about another good man that God had chosen to usher in a new beginning for humanity. God told that man to build a very big boat, big enough for himself and his family, and a male and female representatives of all the other living creatures on earth. And when the rains came, they entered the boat. And for 40 days, they rowed atop the storm-tossed waters. And then on the 40th day, the rain stopped, and the sun came out, and God's weapon was laid in the clouds. It was the rainbow, and Noah and his family and all the other creatures stepped out on dry land. Or perhaps when we hear the story about Jesus passing through the waters of baptism and then spending 40 days in the wilderness filled with unexpected struggles and hardships, maybe we hear the murmur of another story about the descendants of Noah, the Hebrew people who are enslaved by Pharaoh in Egypt, and how God heard their cries and sent Moses to lead them into a new life, and how God miraculously parted the waters of the Red Sea or the Reed Sea or whatever you want to call it, and the people crossed over in safety and into freedom. But instead of the land of milk and honey they were hoping for, God had led them into the wilderness where they get to spend 40 years, not 40 days, but 40 years, wondering from day to day whether or not they're going to have enough to eat or drink, and thinking maybe they should not have left Egypt in the first place. And they're miserable, and they're angry, and they complain. And God sends manna, bread from heaven, for them to eat. And God causes water to spring up from the rocks for them to drink. And God provides a cure on a pole for them to look at whenever they're bit by venomous snakes so that they might live. And the whole time, they're learning how to trust the Lord for everything. So that now when they go into the promised land, they're ready for the challenges and the blessings that they will find in the land of promise. Jesus emerges from the waters of the Jordan River, and the heavens have opened, and the Holy Spirit had descended into him and given him the power to carry out the salvation of the world. And God has spoken and said, "This is my son." And then while he's still dripping wet, the Holy Spirit has led him out into the wilderness where he spends 40 days fasting, praying, and then bedeviled and pestered by the Satan, the tempter, the devil. And he's hungry, and he's tempted to rely on his own power to make bread. And he is tempted to pursue power and fame and his own gain, and he is tempted to doubt God and to put God to the test. But instead, he clings to God's holy word. Every time he feels the temptation, every time the voice of the Satan calls him to exercise his power or to seize power for himself, one by one, Jesus rejects all those temptations by trusting in the scriptures. And the stories of faith that have been handed down to him by his family and the faith community that shaped him. Stories of God's promise and protection and provision. Stories of people like Noah and Moses and the Hebrews who were able to look back at their suffering and see how God had provided for them and led them, who had emerged from life's storms and trials with a stronger faith and a firmer resolve. The stories are important. Knowing the biblical stories is important. Those are what we cling to. Those are our weapon against temptation and against doubt and against losing our faith and giving up when the going gets rough. Knowing our own stories is important too. Do your children, your friends, your spouses, your significant others, do they know your faith story? Do they know the struggles and the slaveries and the plagues that you and your people have gone through to get where you are today? Do they know the dark nights of your soul, when all you had to go on was a flickering candle of hope? Do they know of your wilderness wanderings, when all you had was a wisp of a cloud to show you the way? Do they know your hungers, your thirsts, and the manna that God provided to keep you going one day at a time? Do they know how God got you through it all and how God is still leading you? We need us to tell us your story so that we can begin to see God's presence in our own. Because when we know that we belong to a loving, patient, powerful God, we can make it through the tough times too. Scarred, perhaps, but intact. Knowing that God is with us and that God is reconciling our world, we can make it through Lent and war and financial crisis. We can make it through relocations, parenthood, divorces, cancer, the death of our children and our friends, difficult work, and all the other things that bedevil us and test our limits of faith and endurance. Because we belong to Jesus, into whose life and death we are baptized, we too can walk with courage and stamina and faithfulness and hope until that day when God takes us by the hand, when Jesus takes us by the hand and leads us into the promised life to come. Amen.